Low energy, unfocused, foggy, you might be dehydrated. Whether it's hot yoga, over 100-degree weather, or too much sun, Gatorlyte, with a specialized blend of 5 electrolytes, was scientifically designed to help move fluids into the body faster for rapid rehydration. Shop now at retailers nationwide. Gatorlyte hydrates faster than water. Is it in you? Symptoms noted are signs of mild to moderate dehydration. Consult a healthcare professional if symptoms persist.
This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach, a trip to the state fair, and a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
And only
the Rich Eisen Show.
Snap to love has time.
Describe for me, if you wouldn't mind, your relationship.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Matt is great. We're talking the same language all week. We're in each other's ear.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Mike Garofolo. Still to come, ESPN NFL analyst Jason McCourty. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. That's not a threat. It's just a fact. We're here in hour number three. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Got all the phone lines lighting up. We're very appreciative of that. Everyone wants to play win-loss games, so we'll do our best to get it all in. I've got my Bills 4-down season preview that is coming up. Also have, for everybody to chew on, the latest on the Browns quarterback decision that Todd Monken's going to have to make. And the first 2 hours of the program, a lot of fun. We had Mike Garofolo in hour number one. TJ Jefferson threw the Penn State Nittany Lions banner off of his favorite teams list because Dan Lanning, the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, came through and gave him a fresh pair of rare Nikes, right? You got them right there? We unpacked them. Look at that. Man. What are these again? Again, I'm not a shoeophile.
These are some Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1s.
Oregon Dunk. Oregon PEs. Woo, baby.
Okay. Nice. Well, that's how you take a team you've been rooting for since you were a kid and throw them overboard.
See, this is you starting stuff.
When the ducks quack, feed them.
Thank you.
Every time you
If you missed anything in the first 2 hours, Disney Plus page for all 3 hours of the program. There's also our podcast to listen to all 3 hours, our YouTube channel. Our socials, if you will, at Rich Eisen Show for so many of them on Instagram, Facebook. There's our website, RichEisenShow.com, our store, RichEisenShop.com. Jason McCourty, who I've known for quite some time from his Good Morning Football days. We called some games in Germany back in the day as well. He is a meteor rising in our business. It's part of the Monday night countdown crew for coming up this season, as it was announced just yesterday. Good to see you, Jason McCourty.
How are
Jason?
You? I'm doing well. Good to see you guys. TJ, that's all it takes, a pair of exclusive kicks and you throw the banner down? That's it?
Look, Jay, I wasn't in charge of the banner. You know, I couldn't.
You didn't say no.
It wasn't
Lanning
me that did.
Said, actually, listen, Jason, this is the new. You want to pop up the old? Do we have the old? Because the old, you know, we thought we just, okay, there you go. Okay.
I mean, I don't know why you
That's
had
the old. Now we're the new.
Take Penn State.
All right. Yeah, you got the, see ya. Oh,
They could have taken.
So the answer is yes.
The Clippers Jason. Out or someone.
The answer is yes. You know?
The kicks are fresh, though. I like the kicks. Appreciate so I can respect it. The kicks are fresh.
Look, man, you know, it is what it is. You know, so.
Which is, that's really. Kicks. Penn State's gone. Where have I found you? Are you on the road somewhere? Where are you, Jason?
I'm in New York City. We got the countdown show tonight for the preseason game, Raiders versus Houston. So hanging out for a little while until we go on air.
Okay, so the new crew's getting unveiled tonight, pretty much. Because I'm seeing Pat in Indianapolis. Is he going to hop a plane to get there tonight? Are we unveiling the whole thing?
It won't be him. It won't be everybody. So okay. It'll just be a few of us in tonight.
Okay. Well, I heard the news, and I wanted to get you on right away. As you know, I invited you yesterday. You had your schedule all locked up. I wanted to tell you straight to your grill, if you will. I'm happy for you, man. Congratulations.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I appreciate that, Rich.
You know, because you're going to be going on the road and you're going to be doing your thing. And, you know, so the story of tonight, let's hit that fresh off. What's the story of tonight's game, Jason?
I think it's Mendoza, the way he played in week one against the Cardinals. Just being able to show us some of the things that we didn't see in college. Quarterback under center, going play action, delivering the ball over the middle, a layer throw. That's not an easy one to make. He did that. Going through his progressions throughout the course of his time in that game, being able to work from the left side all the way over to the right side and find an open guy. He scrambled outside the pocket. There were a few things that when you look at it, there was times he ran backwards in the pocket. There was a hit he took on the sideline that you're hoping that those are the things with more experience that he kind of gets out of it and kind of moves in that right direction. But I mean, watching him in week one, like for Raiders fans, you should be fired up of what's to come for this guy. I don't think there should be in a rush. I think Kirk Cousins looked really good. There was a third down. He's checking plays, moving them in to something different. That's what a veteran kind of brings to the table and something Mendoza can learn while he's watching Kirk Cousins, assuming he's still going to start this season.
Well, I'm wondering how his demeanor that we see at the podium after he has a game or a practice plays in the locker room, and how you would, you know, as a teammate of him, take, for instance, a soundbite like this after he practices with the ones for the first time in a joint practice against the Texans.
Be able to get some reps with the ones against the superstars on their defense, and then obviously their twos are fantastic as well. We got so much work, whether it was move the ball, first down, third down, red zone, 2 minute. There's so many situations, and I believe overall it was a positive day. There were plays that I loved and plays that I wish I had back, but in reality, that's a lie. I wish I didn't have them back because it's a growing experience, and it's practice. It's practice, and this is what I love, and it's just a beautiful day to play football here, and I'm so happy. I have so many things to learn from today.
You're a teammate of his. How do you take that in, Jason?
I think within the locker room, like if you're genuinely yourself and it seems as though that's who Fernando Mendoza is, we love you. As long as you can go out there and throw touchdown passes and lead this offense and do the things necessary. For me as a defensive guy, I'm speaking from that perspective. Yeah. I don't care what my quarterback sounds like in the post-game conference or what he's saying. It's about what he's doing on an everyday basis. And from what all reports are saying, he's been terrific since he's gotten to Vegas. Those are the things you want to see. Are you coming in early? Are you staying late? Are you putting the work in to learn the playbook and all of those other things? If you're a little quirky, you can be a little dorky, whatever the case it may be, I don't care. If you can play that quarterback position and you can go out there and excel and uplift the guys around you, that's all that matters. The guys in the locker room, we're all not going to be best friends. If we can put together that common goal and move in the right direction, hey, I love you. Be who you are. Go throughout the entire practice schedule, 2 minute red zone like he did, and say it all. We're all good.
What do you think? Is he a week one starter? What's your general sense of it?
I don't think so. I think the Raiders will stick with the plan. They brought Kirk Cousins over there for a reason. I think you look at that first preseason game, Cousins played well. He did the things that you would expect him to do as a veteran. So I think if he continues to do that, they're going to start the season off with Kirk Cousins, and it'll be dictated by how he plays. If the Raiders are winning games and Cousins is playing well, I don't see them going to Mendoza. The issue, I don't want to say issue, but where the Raiders are going to, you're going to see a test of what the plan is and how you respond. If Mendoza tonight goes out there and plays really well, if he plays well in the third preseason game, and then a regular season starts, and let's say Cousins is playing okay at best, but they start the season off 0-2, 0-3, you're going to start to hear all the rumblings. Guys like me and you on media saying, hey, it's about time to give Mendoza, fans chanting Mendoza at games. That's going to be where they're tested, because is he ready? Is he going to be ahead of schedule? All of those things factor in, but you want to get a look at him at some point this season.
Well, again, that's the question, right? I mean, we could figure it out all we want prior to the season. But then you look at their schedule and you're wondering where would be the soft space to put mm-hmm. him in there. What do you think? You got that up on the screen right there. Give me a week. Or even if it doesn't matter, like if Cousins is winning games, right? You can't.
You're not going to do it. Correct. You're not going to do it. And you look at that and you look at week four, you got Kansas City, you got at New England, Buffalo, Rams.
That's,
and you can say, all right, let's throw them in there against the Jets potentially. And then you got the 49ers coming. Like there are no, there didn't seem to really be a soft landing.
Right.
I think as you go throughout the course of the season, if you've made the determination from where he's been throughout training camp to the preseason, the growth you're seeing from him going against your starters and the reps he's getting throughout the course of the regular season, to me, it's more about him. Forget about the schedule. When you feel like he's at a point where he's ready to go and lead the team and be the starter, throw him in there. It doesn't matter if it's against the Denver Broncos or the Rams or whoever. If you feel like he's ready to be a starter in the NFL, there are going to be games where you're going against a really tough defense. There's going to be games where you might be going against a 32nd ranked defense, but you got to be prepared. So to me, it's all about Mendoza, his preparation and where he's at before you thrust him into the lineup.
Jason McCourty, new to Monday Night Countdowns, pre post halftime show right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where are you on your Super Bowl prediction thought process right now? Where are we?
I'm still working through that. I haven't even determined all of my playoff teams just yet. The funny thing is, as you go through it, week one of the preseason is completely different from the regular season. Like,
of course,
think about Houston right now. Higgins was a guy that all training camp, all they talked about as the number two wide receiver, Jaylen Higgins, in year two, he's been skyrocketing and how well he's playing. They just lost him for the season. To me, Houston is very much, if C.J. Stroud can play the way he played his rookie year, a team that I'm thinking about potentially being in the Super Bowl. What does Nick Cassero do? Does he go and try to make a trade for Kayshon Booty? Do they kick the tires on Brandon Ayuk? Like, that determines where they fit into this entire scheme and all of those things. So I'm still working through my Super Bowl pick. Do you have yours ready to go?
Listen, Jason, this is not my first rodeo here, okay? I've got a daily seat here. Right. And then there's the season preview show that's on the radar screen for NFL game day morning, the Tuesday of after Labor Day, which is really the rubber meets the road. Like, that's it. Like, that's the last stop of the predictive markets of folks like you and I. Right.
Absolutely.
So I'm going back and forth. You know, we held a segment this week about put one in, take one out from last year. We did that. You want to take a swing at that one, Jason? Put one in.
Take one out from last year.
And
okay,
by the way,
take one out.
Kurt, just so you're aware of this, because I think you might be seeing Kurt every few so often on Mondays. Be careful of him, okay? Walter Payton, man of the year, sweetheart of a guy, great dude, great husband, great father, great grandfather. But when it comes to time to the rundown, he's already sending in a intergroup text chain the put one in, take one out, because he knows the producers don't like when we repeat. So he wants to get his in right away, like literally is doing that now. So be careful of him, all right? It's basically what I'm saying. Have your head on a swivel with that Kurt Warner guy.
I'll definitely be doing that.
Put one in, take one out.
Okay, take one out. I'm going to take out the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to take them out.
Mm-hmm. Who do you put in?
Put one in.
They won the division, which means you got a new division winner. You can make it as simple. You can make it an AFC North. You could put it in an AFC North box.
Yeah,
Jason.
I was going to say, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. So if I'm taking one out, Steelers, and I'm putting in the Ravens, I'm flipping that.
Okay. Do you want to tell Jason McCourty what I did on the program for my AFC put one in, take one out?
Jason, Chris here, big Pats fan. Love you.
Yes, sir.
Rich did the exact same thing that you just did.
Look at us.
Great minds think alike. It was those pretzels in Germany. Ever since then, we've been locked and loaded.
Pretzels in Germany. Who's
pretzels in Germany? Yeah, that might be a Hasselhoff B-side.
Okay, okay. I thought the same thing. Although I'm sitting here thinking that it is possible, though, that the Steelers got more explosive on offense just because of who the head coach is now. You know, I dig that Bernard kid that they drafted. Pittman can have a more chunk plays, right? You know, they added Rico Dowdle at the running back position to go with Jalen Warren.
Jalen Warren, yep.
You know, they got Robert Tonyan, rhymes with Funyan, to go along with the wagon, Darnell Washington, and of course Freiermuth. Like, they protect Rodgers, and they might be more explosive. But why do you like the Ravens, Jason? Why do you like them?
To me, when you have a two-time MVP and a quarterback in Lamar Jackson who's still in his prime, I don't see him missing the playoffs in back-to-back years. I also like the addition of Jesse Minter, not only as a head coach, but he's going to be the guy calling the defense. And the Ravens' defense wasn't good last year. In the last 2 years, it's been a roller coaster where they start the season, they're giving up a ton of points, and they fix them thing. Kyle Hamilton goes from safety to more of a linebacker role, and he switches back. I think Minter comes in, and he just kind of puts that at ease. And those guys on the defensive side of the ball are going to know what they're doing, where they're supposed to be, and they're going to execute at a high level. I'm also fascinated to see Declan Doyle as a play caller mixed with Lamar Jackson. I think there's multiple teams, probably about eight teams or so, that are true contenders and have stars at the quarterback position that have somebody new in their ear. I think that's going to be a fascinating thing just to continue to see how it all develops. Jalen Hurts is another guy, brand new offensive coordinator. But I think Declan Doyle, with some of the things they did in Chicago with the quarterback under center, the run game mixed in with the play action, with Lamar's athleticism, I think there's still another part of his game that we might not have been able to see just yet. And every time he's gotten a new OC, he's won an MVP. So I think it's going to be a big year for him.
Okay. So now let's do it for the NFC. Well, I'm throwing you pitches you didn't see coming. Put one in, take one out.
This is a lot tougher for me on the NFC side. I'm going to automatically go with my put one in, and I'm going to say the Detroit Lions. That's a team that I'm high on. The schedule is going to be easier,
okay.
Healthier.
So who do you take out? You could have them win the division.
I know.
Which means you might kick the Bears out, but or you could now go wild card team. And last year, two of the wild cards, as you know, came from the West, Niners and Rams. And one came from within their division in Green Bay, Jason McCourty, who's going out. You put the Lions in. You're so close because I put the Lions in too.
You did?
I did.
All right. I don't feel great about this, but I'm going to say the 49ers. Whoa. I'm going to take out the 49ers. I'm going to say the injuries get up to them, age. I don't feel great about that, but I'm going to say the 49ers. Everybody can't make it. It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. I chose the Packers and then didn't really elaborate on it because I wanted to keep it quiet because Jordan Love said yes to coming on the program yesterday. You know what I mean?
A man that's done this for a while.
Not my first rodeo. I love it. So, okay, Jason, before I let you go, you're doing Mondays. Devin's doing Sundays.
Yeah.
You want to do like some sort of swap where and you don't tell anybody? Would you be able to pull that off? Would you be able to pull that
off? I think so. We gotta tell one person that can sneak us in and out. But
like who? What is that?
We gotta try this because
I mean you get his credential, he gets yours. Who the hell knows the difference? Can you pull that off?
I don't think anyone will know until we get to the first segment and ESPN sees how bad he is. And they're going to be like, this cannot be Jason. We've just seen way too much good footage for him to be this bad today.
So ESPN management would be the first to sniff it out.
This is great.
Because I guess you haven't worked. How often you've worked with Scott, with Van Pelt yet? Have you worked with him yet? Maria Taylor might sniff it out because she's worked with your brother.
Right. Or she's just going to think he's made mass improvements from the last year to this year. She's going to be blown away.
NBC's going to be like, what got into Devin? Okay. Try it.
We got to set that up.
That's pretty cool, though. Your family must be jacked, right?
Oh, mom's fired up. She's like, I'm only watching football Sunday and Monday. The rest of it, she's like, I'm over it. So just Sunday night and Monday night.
Okay. That'll be fun. Give it a try. That sounds like some bad 80s movie, right? Where brothers swap networks and primetime games. Let's see how
hilarity ensues.
That sounds like we could put it on Disney Plus. All right, Jason, thanks for the time. Have a great time tonight. And I'm so happy for you, truly.
I appreciate that. Sure. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me, as always, man.
Always. Yes. And look for more of my calls. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make one to you later. That's Jason McCourty right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody, that was a delight. And then, by the way, that's Jason's, like, probably Good Morning Football experience, right? He had no idea what I was going to ask him.
Yep.
And it, boom, take on the spot. And, of course, I'm extremely happy that he and I are almost lockstep.
Almost.
We're getting there.
Almost lockstep.
49ers, that's an interesting
one. I mean, that Mike Evans, again, has got his leg wrapped.
Again, and the tightness. What are we doing?
I know, but it's
these
still,
are the
it's
times
the
to have
August.
These happen. Yeah, you're
in
supposed to get
August.
Tight when you
Let's
start.
Again, I'll just say this. It's apples and oranges. It's different people, different ages, different injuries. At this point last year, everybody thought, not a chance Matthew Stafford makes it through the first half, potentially, of week one, let alone the entire season. And he had the best year of his life.
That's true. Well, because he had that Airstream parked out.
He had the back of this, the back that, right? People here in Los Angeles were like sending herbal teas and stuff, trying to figure out how to help him through it.
Yeah.
You were offering your guy to walk on his back?
That's right.
I was offering, yeah, Deron.
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 Deron Bland.
I met that
Susie
dude.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Susie definitely has a photograph of him walking on my back.
Oh, I might have it. Hold on.
What are you talking? What do you mean you may have
it? I mean, look.
Susie sends us
pictures. She sends stuff, you know? I don't know.
She shouldn't. And she's in the green room.
Hey, Suze, let's get that picture.
No.
I'm going to look.
Deron.
Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. When we come back, more phone calls, latest on the Browns quarterback decision, and my Bills four down season preview. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here. We talk a lot about battles in sports. Teams battling through adversity, athletes fighting for every yard. The toughest warriors I've ever seen, though, aren't on the field. They're kids fighting cancer. Their families standing beside them. Doctors, nurses, caregivers. That's why I'm proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 28 years, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research, raising more than $303 million and supporting over 40,000 children. Learn more and donate at HyundaiUSA.com/Hope on Wheels. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high-interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
On the Rich Eisen Show, Ohio football.
O-H.
N-O. That's not where I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Professional football.
Oh, the real deal.
Although Ohio
State, well, I mean, Ohio State's probably better.
Latest Joe Burrow press conference, everybody.
Joe Burrow. Oh,
what hat's he wearing today?
He has something to read into it.
He got a t-shirt on?
I saw some of this.
A sense of urgency and a win-now mentality from the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow.
I'm trying to put it out into the world. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm trying to show our guys the urgency that I have and that I want us to have as an organization to go and make it happen. You can keep pushing it down the road, or you can talk about it now and say this is the year. And you know, I'm tired of saying next year, next year, next year. This is it. Your life is too short to keep pushing things down the road. And I'm trying to instill some urgency and some intensity in everybody to go and be great every day and try to go make it happen.
You feel like it's got to be now or never?
That's how I'm treating it, for sure.
I love it. Listen, I know it. I could see on your look over there, Chris, because we've been saying over and over and over again that every single thing he says from the podium can be parsed and looked at and read in between the lines. The I work here hat. We're the only ones, by the way, talking about that.
I know, but it's fun.
No, we're having fun with it.
Yes, people, there is nothing else to talk about.
No, I know. I know people's reactions to that.
Slow news day? Like, yeah, bro. Like,
can't wait for football to actually start and whatever.
It was a slow week.
We're a three-hour
show.
Now
it's just like I'm treating it like now or never. Like if he doesn't win now with the Bengals, then he doesn't want to. Then it's never for him to be there. And yeah. I understand how that could be construed. But this tracks with everything that he's been saying. About how he feels about this team. Where he's just like, hey, how do I feel about this team? Well, look at what I said prior to my big season in LSU about the team. And you look back at that, and he says the same thing about this team. He believes in it. He really, really believes in it. Like, this is it. And then the now or never about, like, you know, can't keep pushing to next year, next year, next year, next year, I think has to do with the reason why he was depressed last year. Whatever. Remember when he was, like, saying stuff from the podium? Like, the Bengals have broken Joe Burrow.
Right.
It's his body. And the fact that he gets hurt. Or the injury gods see fit to sideline him. And I think he's like, this whole next year thing is to hell with it. He feels good. He looks at his team and he sees a winning team. And I think Sexy Dexter being there, I think Dexter Lawrence being there really gives him some excitement that they went ahead and they're like, okay, we could take somebody who can protect Joe, or we could take somebody who can grow into a role on defense for us to put Joe back out on the field and give Joe a better sense of, you don't have to score 15 touchdowns for us to win. And they're like, we're going to take somebody and put him right in the middle of the defense. And off of that will come a better scheme and a better result. And I think he feels really good about it. And that's exciting for Bengals fans, man. I would take what he said as exciting. That you've got a guy who's been there and done that. And I understand he only made the Super Bowl once. That's still more than most of other guys who are making as much money as him and who've been drafted in the same position as him or just right below him.
Yeah.
You know, you got a 2-time MVP in Baltimore who's never made it. You got a guy across the street in Justin Herbert who's got all the talent in the world. He hasn't won a playoff game. You got Trevor Lawrence, who's first overall choice. He hasn't gotten past the divisional round. This guy's actually made it, and he can figure it out, and he's damn good, and he's got some incredible talented people around him. Let's keep him upright, Cincinnati, and go deep, baby.
Pretty big year for Joe Burrow, man.
That excites me, man.
He's been dining out on that Super Bowl appearance for a while now, and it's time to go, man. I need you to make all-pro team. I need you to be in the MVP hunt. I need you to take this team deep again.
Well,
let's go.
Again, it's not because he's been unable to where he's lost his talent. It's just the guy has not been, his body has failed him, his protection has failed him, his front office has failed him. I think a lot of things out of his control have failed him more than his own talent. So when you say dining out, it's not like, hey, I'm Joe Burrow, we're just going to win. And it's that guy right there is like, follow me to freedom.
He also did follow what he wanted. Huh? Remember, it was that stick figure meme of.
Yeah, I know. Do we draft Penei Sewell to protect him?
Yeah, exactly. He pushed for Ja'Marr Chase. They got him. He wanted to re-sign T. Higgins, give him the bag. They did. So, okay, Joe, let's go. It's on you.
But I also hate the fact that we put this pressure on the quarterbacks, right? We always say, well, the quarterback's got to do this, that, and the third. But the fact is, if the quarterback's left tackle stinks, right, and he's getting blown up all the time, that's a hole that obviously has nothing to do with Joe Burrow. Like, if the defense sucks, has nothing to do with Joe Burrow or the quarterback. You know, so we do it goes back to the quarterback win and loss, Chris. Like, do they deserve to have these numbers, these records put on them? It's far more than just this one position. Everything's got to work.
I just love what Joe Burrow put out there. He says he wants to manifest it, and everybody hopefully is following his lead. And if I'm the coach and Zach Taylor, who's everybody thinks is on the hot seat, but there is no hot seat in Cincinnati,
right.
if the coach is on the hook to be paid. They just don't pay dead money to coaches.
Right.
Marvin Lewis coached there 16 years. That's not an exaggeration. That's the number. So I like that. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, they don't know who the quarterback is. So there's that. But it seems like Monken has to make a decision, obviously, in the next couple of weeks. Here's Todd Monken's latest on that.
It's hard to be, everybody uses the word even or equal or fair. The reality is that each block's a little bit different. Rundowns, pass downs, pass Skelly, and red zone. So they're each going to get five and five with the ones. And so they're all going to get it. But like I said, what plays they get, I really don't have time to look at exactly what the plays are. I mean, you got to be able to go do it. But I'm excited to see them play.
All right. I have to share this post that I had sent my way. It was directed at me that you're not going to be able to listen to Monk in the same way again. According to Rob Rowe W211 on Twitter, close your eyes and listen to Todd Monk, and it's Funkhauser from Curb.
Oh, yeah.
He does have a feet. Does sound like Funkhauser.
Miles?
We talked about this this morning, Chris.
He does.
Yeah. That's funny.
He does. I see it. I hear it.
Yeah.
So if I do meet Monken, I'm going to have him tell that joke that he told Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know if he has it in him.
You would never ask somebody to repeat that.
It's kind of fun.
By the way, great joke.
I'm at the point where I'm out of you-know-whats to give.
Great joke.
All right, Shador, it's his time against the Bills. This is his mindset going into starting a massive preseason game for him.
I'll say every day of my life is important. Every day is important. I want to say it's a day that's not important, so that's just another day going out there doing what I got to do, honestly. I don't really feel anxiety or any pressure, you know, even going into things like that anymore, because it's like that's how I approach everything. So, you know, it's just another day of going to work, you know. That's all it is for me.
He's prepared. I'm rooting for him. Just kind of feel again that Mike Garafolo joined us in hour one, said somebody who he trusts implicitly, not with the Browns organization, but they know everything about everybody and everything, and said, back at the combine, it's going to be Deshaun Watson. If healthy, it's going to be Deshaun. End of story. Because, again, they put so much money, time, effort, all that business. Now he's healthy, and he's going to play with the twos, and I think he's going to look great. Which is what somebody who's played as long as he has in the National Football League should look like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he has to say.
No, I mean, every opportunity for me, I just want to go out there and prove that I'm capable of being a starter. But as far as just nailing it and trying to, you know, my main focus is just trying to improve. You know, I'm not really focused on just the competition. You know, I think the front office and Coach Monken is going to make that decision based on how they're going to make that decision. You know, so, you know, I can't really control that as far as what they want to go with, but I can't control my opportunities and my reps that I get and being successful with that.
I mean, these guys are basically out of inventive ways to say
right. They've been saying everything.
Heard the same thing now for weeks.
Yeah, over and over again.
Big game against the Bills, Browns and Bills. Which brings me to my four downs season preview
Hey.
For the Buffalo Bills. Hit it.
Four Downs with Rich.
Here we go.
Why did he something?
All right, everybody. Here we go. Four downs on the Buffalo Bills. Ain't nobody circling.
Me what?
I say this for every new coach. When it comes time for me to talk about their team in four downs. First down.
First down.
Is Joe Brady ready for prime time? Mm-hmm. That's it. What's going to happen? What's going to happen with a red challenge flag? What's going to happen with timeouts? What's going to happen when things move fast? He's, you know, been just used to just calling the plays, just getting getting Josh Allen's headset and let McDermott handle everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for him to handle everything else and Josh Allen. Smart guy, ready for prime time. We shall see. And by the way, I use that for real. If you look at their schedule, Mike Hoskins, if you don't mind calling it up, I'm sure there it is. Take a look. The asterisks on the screen are prime time games. Six of them. And then you've got the fact that two of those games, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the whole world's going to see it. Actually, one of the games that's not asterisked is Christmas, because it's not prime time. But Bills home for Kansas City on Thanksgiving night, and then Bills at Denver on Christmas Day. I mean, the Bills are front and center, their home opener in their new stadium, you know. So is he ready for prime time? Because everyone's going to see it. Because it's the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen.
I feel like we say this about so many teams. Look at those first five games.
I know, it's nuts. That's nuts.
At Houston, home for Detroit, woo, home for the Chargers.
All five of those teams could win the Super Bowl.
And then you've got at the Rams before there's Vegas. Second down.
Second down.
All right, the wide receiver room. Hoskins came up with this one. I got to give you credit. Everybody eats, or does Josh need more?
More. Nice.
You heard Mike Garofalo say in hour one,
like
he
DJ
did the
Moore.
Spring, the summer camp tour, and obviously on Inside Training Camp for NFL Network, Bill's best team, and DJ Moore is already on the same page as this guy. And that's the question. How many times have we heard throughout Josh Allen's career, if he had a true number one, if he had, you know, give him Jamar Chase, give him CeeDee Lamb, give him, you know.
Stephon Diggs was awesome.
I know. And they gave him Stephon Diggs. That was the guy. So that's it. You know, you're going to take a look at the Bills wide receiver room, and they added DJ Moore to it. And then you got Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman. Is he going to have the same gear grinding with the new head coach as he did with the previous? I don't know. We'll see. Because after that, it's Joshua Palmer, Skylar Bell, Mecole Hardman. Third down.
Third down.
Jim Leonard's the new defensive coordinator. It's a 3-4 defense. They're totally revamping the defense. You ready for this one? I came up with this one. Can the revamped defense provide an obstructed view?
Oh, look at you guys.
We're turning phrases.
Look at you guys.
That's it. Can they stand in the way of... You take a look again at the schedule. Look at the offenses that they're facing. Look at them.
Yeah, man.
Lions, Pats, deep throws. The Rams. You've got also Kansas City at the top of their
game. Baltimore, Green Bay, Chicago,
right, here we go.
Denver.
Here we go. The defense, don't forget the Jim Jets. Leonard's now calling them the plays, and they're like 3-4, and I could go down the roster, who's there, who's not, but it's a whole new scheme. And that brings us to fourth down, which is the ultimate question, and this is any year, any four downs for the Buffalo Bills. Is this finally the year the Mafia can die happy?
I hope so.
New stadium, new home field advantage potentially, same old awesome, top-notch, maybe best-in-the-world quarterback. Fan base is ready to roll. Is this finally the year? AFC, everyone's like, oh, it's wide open. Well, the Bills are part of the wide open. And all they got to do is just get to SoFi, and four quarters later, it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the field. Can they die happy? And it's going to be red and blue confetti on the field and snap it up. That's my four downs on the Buffalo Bills. What'd I miss? Thoughts? Conversations? I don't know.
Yeah. I think when it comes to Josh Allen, I could see, you know, is it all on him again?
You know what? An interesting
thing. No, James Cook item.
When you look at their defensive roster popping off the screen, there's Bradley Chubb is there. That's of interest. Ed Oliver's still right there, man. Rousseau, some names like Terrell
Bernard.
Yeah,
Oliver went down last year.
CJ Gardner-Johnson going to be yapping at people.
You know that.
So, same thing with Deion Dawkins, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
That's my four downs on the Buffalo Bills. When we come back, Suze is here.
Suze.
Chop it up with us in advance of Women's Sports Now. You're watching The Rich Eisen Show.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
On our simulcast, all one big happy family. When you run a small business, you don't just do the job. You're also the hiring manager, the payroll department, the benefits team. Usually all before lunch. Gusto knows this, wants to take a few of those off your plate quickly and seamlessly because they know how to do it. Gusto's online payroll and benefits software is built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use. So you can pay, hire, onboard, support your team from anywhere. Unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price, no hidden fees, no surprises. Save time with built-in automated tools, offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. It's quick and simple to switch to Gusto. Just transfer your existing data to get up and running fast. Plus, don't pay a cent until you run your first payroll. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
Can Gusto help me get organized? Because I'm a hot mess when it comes to that.
What do you mean?
I just feel like I'm a constant hot mess when it comes to paperwork and numbers and all this.
Well, the good thing that you know me and I know you and we know Gusto.
I know you. You know me.
I'm here. You're there.
I are.
Sorry.
A hot mess Susie Schuster is here. Everybody, what's on the docket for Women's Sports Now today?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to make my case for NECA for commissioner.
Okay.
I believe that she should be. I think she should already be the new commissioner for the WNBA.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go straight to camera and tell you why I think she should be, why I think she should have already been appointed the minute that she decided to announce her retiring from the WNBA. And look, I mean, who better to lead than the woman who ran the WNBPA for this many years, was so successful uniting this entire squad. I think they need a total reinvention, and I think she's the just the person to lead it.
So you think the management of the WNBA needs to change?
1,000%.
And you believe that the owners of WNBA franchises would really appoint as the next commissioner the person from the other side of the negotiating table?
Well, if you really want to hear what I have to say, then you have to tune into Women's Sports Now at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern
on
the Disney Plus app, ESPN app, ESPN 2. You know, you find us everywhere.
Understood.
It's very exciting.
I'm well aware of that.
Late night bars.
So you're fantastic. Like saving the gold is what you're saying.
Yeah,
You're not giving it up here.
Drop the knowledge here.
Well, I'm just saying.
I would love to.
Okay.
I can elaborate just a tiny bit.
Sure.
I think we're at a point of inflection here where this league is constantly bombarded with bad news. I don't think that the management has been great. I don't think the leadership has been great. I think that I think that the owners have to really figure out who they want this league to represent and be. It's very different than any other league out there. It is so personality run. And I think that there's a real, they need to reinvent, Rich. I think that they are on the precipice of possibly losing the momentum that they've garnered the last couple years. And this would be huge. This would be different. This would show that they really listen to their players. And this is a very, very diverse group of women who are in this league, the fans who support this league, and the businesses that are flocking to this league. So they need to go big or go home.
Chris, you want to look this up to see if we support it? The WNBA MVP, is it a wrap at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For with Olivia? Miles?
No.
No,
it's a wrap for Asia Wilson.
Yeah, I think that Asia Wilson's going to continue to roll. I think that Olivia.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I think Olivia is no doubt the Rookie of the Year, and I actually went on the show 2 weeks ago saying that I would love to see her get both.
Olivia Miles, a second MVP, running right now 10-1. Asia Wilson minus 1,100.
No matter what happens, Asia Wilson is your MVP.
But is the
but don't you want to watch?
There's no fatigue in the WNBA like the NBA. Like, oh, we can't give it to Jokic again. We can't give it to somebody else again. There's no fatigue like that.
When she's that so clear, much better every time she hits the floor. And look, last night in the Valkyries Lynx game, there was a behind-the-back pass to Kayla McBride who put up a three, and it was just a work of art. Mm-hmm. It's she creates from everywhere on the court. Okay. And she's so consistent and such a joy. She did go off the court with a bit of a limp last night. I think everyone's wondering if she is okay. But she's a joy to watch. It would be amazing. Fun to see her get both.
The Lynx are 30-7.
Yeah. Best.
That is the best.
It's almost like Olivia Miles should have went first in the draft.
Uh-oh.
I mean, there's a great argument
Where's
for that.
Where's that coming from? And by the way.
Yeah, but you're playing the result like you always
said.
And also, how about Terrell Reed for Coach of the Year? I mean, that's a wrap.
How about the Fever? They've won 5 in a row, just like the Lynx. 8 of 10.
Coming on.
They're 12 over.
Which I said on the show last week that all of this
hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. It's how do you say it?
You've got 3 hours to get that one right.
It'll take me 3 years. But I have to say that I think that all of this, should we say Michigas, would
basically that's another way to put it.
Pulled the team together. It has united this team.
Okay.
And it may not have been pretty, but they are playing and winning for Steph White.
Women's sports now with... is the squad all together? Everybody together?
Sarah, Renee, and
And Susie. Tune in to hear her use the word Michigoths for the first time in the history of the show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN kicks off August 28th. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.